In 1949, filmmaker Max Ophuls turned the novel called The Blank Wall into the thriller The Reckless Moment. Now, the same material has been modernized for The Deep End. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says the story benefits from the update.
The Deep End shows the wonderful things that can happen when traditional material is adroitly updated and handled with care. Scott McGeehy and David Siegel co-wrote and co-directed. They have a powerful understanding of how compelling the film noir staples of homicide and blackmail can be when transferred to the bright sunlight of middle America. This is melodrama dressed up in its Sunday best.
I just want to know what happened.
Look, I'm already linked.
You're bruised and scraped. Something happened and you've got to tell me.
The film's strongest asset is how it contrasts its unsettling story and mood with its cool Lake Tahoe setting. The Deep End won the Best Cinematography Award at this year's Sundance Festival, and the filmmakers incorporate subtle visual clues to play on the title. A lake, an aquarium, bottled water, a drop of liquid dripping off a faucet. They all played a wonderful effect without being overdone. The story itself involves a completely unlikely heroine for a thriller. Margaret Hall is the mother of three, a Navy wife whose husband is away at sea. She's completely unprepared when an unscrupulous older man initiates a romantic relationship with her teenage son.
He's my friend, that's all.
Well, he may not be the friend you think he is.
Then a web of coincidence and circumstance leads to a very bad end. Suddenly, Margaret Hall is all alone, trying to protect her son and ward off a persistent blackmailer at the same time.
What exactly is it you want?
I came to talk about Darby Reese and your son.
Your son's been spending a lot of time with Mr. Reese. Special time, sort of intimate.
Filmmakers McGeehy and Siegel have used stylized restraint to heighten this excessive material. Their wisest move, however, was casting Scottish actress Tilda Swinton in the lead role. Her performance here is quietly astonishing, a masterpiece of demure urgency and controlled desperation.
You don't have my petty concerns to clutter your life and keep you from trying. You don't have three kids to feed or worry about the future of a 17-year-old boy who nearly got himself killed. Driving back from some kind of a nightclub with his 30-year-old friend sitting drunk in the seat beside him. No, these are not your concerns. I see that.
Margaret Hall is a woman who has learned to keep everything, especially her voice, under wraps. So Swinton's performance uses an extraordinary range of facial expressions to indicate the stresses her character faces. While the mantra for most contemporary films is to treat excessive material excessively, McGeehy and Siegel have gone in the opposite direction with spectacular results.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.